Well, cause and effect is the explanation that we could give for many things that happen in our life. Cause and effect. So if I exercise, then the next day I might feel good. It might cause me to lose weight. If I eat late at night, it might cause me to not feel very good the next morning. If I don't study for a test, I might not do well on the test. Cause and effect. Well, we could say that the celebration of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is a celebration of cause and effect. Or more properly speaking, if the cause is not there, then neither will the effect be. Let's think first about why we die. God's original plan was for us to live forever on this earth. But because of sin, because of original sin, each one of us from our birth is destined to die, to go back to the dust from which we came. And so that original sin, which each one of us have from the moment of our conception till it's washed away, is the cause of our death. And yet we recognize with Mary, the mother of Jesus, that she was without sin from the moment of her conception. Without original sin and without actual sin. What we celebrate at the Immaculate Conception. And so after that realization became clear to the church in its earliest days, we took a step back and said, well then, if that cause is no longer there, then what about the effect? If that original sin is the cause of our death and going back to the earth, then if Mary was without sin, then perhaps it says something about the end of her life. And it's from that natural sequence we recognized the Feast of the Assumption. That at the end of Mary's life, unlike us, where our body and soul are separated and our body returns to the ground, for Mary, that effect need not be there because the cause was not there. That's why St. Paul would say to the Corinthians, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Death has no victory if sin has no presence. How I eat, how I exercise, how I study are all causes with effects. The greatest effect of sin is death. But if sin is destroyed, as we see in Mary, so is its effect.